Discussing, of course, weddings and who organises what and romance, is it still alive? And we're really, you know, genuinely incredibly honoured to have on the line a special guest who the world's media quite literally have been baying to get an interview with. And because of, this is BBC Newcastle, we've been granted that interview. We've got Andy Murray on the line from his honeymoon in Blackpool. Good morning, Andy.
So far I've been on the Big Dipper, the Waltz, the Dodgems, and an old donkey ride. That's obviously no way to speak about Tim Henman, but yes, Anna, that's where we are at the moment.
Andy, was the roller coaster as exciting as your wedding day?
Oh, well, yeah, it's had its ups and its downs, and lots of twists and turns, and it's been absolutely fascinating and stimulating and exhausting as well, yeah.
Andy, it must have felt like the most wonderful, exciting, romantic, profound moment of your life to marry your true soulmate, to declare publicly your feelings of undying loyalty and love in front of the world's media. How would you describe this most important day of your life?
Well, it's been a tough match in many ways. Not quite as competitive as with Roger and Rafa, but, you know, it's been interesting.
Andy, your beautiful bride on the wedding day, how would you describe her?
Her dress wasn't quite as nice as mine. I had a kilt on. I can't quite remember what she was wearing. I was just trying to focus on my own game.
The flowers?
Absolutely great, but it reminded me that I must focus on the grass season and that the competition.
The canapes, Andy.
Well, my dietitian won't be happy with what I have been eating.
The band.
The music, you got to just ignore all the distractions around you and focus on what.
Your mother's hat.
Well, my mother has been very important in my career. Everybody knows that. It's well documented.
And finally, you know, the love and the moment that you declared it.
Well, it's very, very crucial that it is love all at the moment, but I've just got to think about the future.
Right. Well, it sounds like it was a hugely important day for you in your life. Finally, Andy, what about your next match? How are the preparations going for that? You know, Wimbledon or wedding, what's more exciting?
My next match is with a big hot dog here on the Pleasure Beach. It's either that or the candy floss. We'll toss a coin and see how it goes.
Andy Murray, thank you so much for having come on the show this morning. I'm sure your wife is waiting with bated breath for the excitement of the next week to come.
Thanks, Anna.
On your honeymoon. Thank you. So
I've never
effusive,
been happier.
So full of charisma, and you sound absolutely blissfully happy.
Go into the chapel and we're gonna get mad.